one point that we picked up from Hazrat Ash'ar, inshallah, it will be very beneficial for us, that Allah Ta'ala has created us for Him. And He has created our bodies for Him. He has created the world for us. We must use it. And He has created us. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. Dunya has been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And you have been created for the Akhirah. So our object is not this dunya. We are not created for the dunya. The dunya is created for us. And وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created us solely for His worship. That we are here for the worship of Allah. Hopefully we can understand this with a simple example. We ask somebody to wash our car. I'll pay you so much. Here's the soap, here's the polish, here's everything. Wash my car. So he comes with his car. And everything we gave him, he washes his car. And after he's washing his car, using our soap, everything, our polish, everything what we gave, now he's asking us for wages. You know, can such a thing happen in the world? But unfortunately, we who are supposed to, in the main thing, Allah gave us everything for His worship. And we're using everything for ourselves. Our eyes, Allah gave us to see Quran Sharif, to see Kaaba Sharif, to see Him. But where we use very little, some people, very little use it to see Quran Sharif, to see the right things. Our brains, Allah gave it to us to use it so that for deen, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to work out means and ways how deen can spread in the world. But where do we use our brains? How much those who are like now pious, how much do we use our brains for deen? Whereas this exclusively Allah Ta'ala made it just for Him to gain His ma'rifat, to recognize Him, to realize the akhirah. And by the way, Allah has permitted to your dunya's necessity also. And necessity is like going to the toilet. It's a necessity. Now we don't go and spend all our time in the toilet. It's just your necessity is finished. You try and come out as soon as possible also, not to go in. Like some countries, they call the toilet the restroom. So we take it perhaps in a literal meaning that it's a place to go rest. It's not a place to rest. You just go there, do your necessity, and you come out. So we have to also consider, actually, the real fact is we have been created solely for Allah Ta'ala. And we can't use our brains and say that this dunya's work and that work and this I have to do. We have been created solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But we are all, another example, we hire a maid to work in the house to look after our little baby. And to wash the baby, bath the baby, we give shampoo, we give everything, soap, we give the clothes to put on. She brings her baby and she washes her baby and uses that shampoo and soap and everything. Who will even tolerate for that to carry on? And after that still she demands a wage from us. So we're using everything Allah gave us for Him. And we're using it for almost everything besides Him. And we still demand a wage from Allah. And we still want the pleasure of Allah. We want the jannat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah make us all think right and use this what realize. And at least the starting point, the realization, and we make tawbah and istighfar to Allah. You gave me everything for You, O Allah. Each one of us think, how much did I use what Allah gave me for Him? And how much am I using all that for everyone besides Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.